USA may conquer, but Cassidy, and now I got to find my quote that I had at the beginning that was very interesting. I thought, yeah, Cassidy will contend, but USA will conquer. So Cassidy's definitely contending right now, and they're trying everything to conquer, but they're going to have some type of miracle play here. On Cassidy, I think I'm doing the same thing I said before, only I'm bringing my pressure all the way up to the free throw line. As soon as that ball comes in, I'm trapping them. And if they get it to the half court, then I'm picking up the trap right there, which is I got my bigs picking up one person, got my guard coming to help out. Go for the foul, you know, go for the trap. If not, take the foul, maybe. But you got to come all the way back down. I'm going for the steal.
Yeah, you've got to forget about the inbound pass. Put your extra defender. Watch for any cutters coming towards the inbounder. Kind of interesting situation. Coach Pitzer called the timeout, obviously, to set up his press breaker. But at the same time, had he not called a timeout, Cassidy wouldn't have been able to up their defense either. So kind of a coaching strategy that you could debate, but hopefully it works out in his favor.
I think I would have just left things as it was. It would have been my decision. I think that would have been yours also. Just let them go and see what they're doing because, like you said, he has no timeout.
Agreed.
So they get the ball inside. They get it back in the court. 5 seconds. And now we get a foul by Logan Rowell, and they're going to put Cassidy on the line. And again, I'm sure what he told them is if you do get it in, you don't have to get it across the timeline. Just dribble around as long as you have to dribble.
Exactly. And he, when first called out, he put in Kelly Vanilla Valentine, who's one of his better ball handlers. She got the inbound pass, did exactly what you said. She's kind of tried to dribble away from everyone, and they got up to her and followed her, and she's going to get two shots now because of the double bonus.
And 4 seconds left, and that's plenty of time, unless she makes these, for Cassidy to get up the court. And she misses the first one, and it still leaves the door open.
And
if she does make it, it leaves the door open because, you know, if she heaves one and it goes in, and we've seen the parishes do that, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that coming, and I would definitely pick up the Parrish sisters here.
No timeout. It'll be an interesting piece for Cass City. They've got 4 seconds, and I would guess next Mackenzie Parrish will give it a heave.
And she does, and it's no good. But you got to give Cass City credit. They lose here. The final score is going to be 45-42. USA goes out the win in overtime, and we'll be back after this break to give you a wrap-up.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
As farmers, it sure has been interesting riding the waves in the commodity markets the last few years. Marketing gurus from all over have been wrong as often as they've been right. I'm Jim McQueen, an ag lender at Thumb National Bank, and we have seen the volatility in the commodities along with the inputs and land costs. We know what you're going through, looking for the right seed and chemical program. Do you hedge? Do you forward contract? Do you use options, or do you just put it in a bin and seal it up? We don't have the answers. Heck, nobody does. But at Thumb National Bank, you can bet we will listen and understand the questions. We may offer an opinion when pressed, but we also realize that it's your livelihood involved, and decisions are ultimately yours. If you want an experienced ag lender who can be an asset for your operation rather than a liability, feel free to give us a call. We know farming. Better yet, we know farmers. The details are up to you. We are here to help you with your financing needs. Give us a call in Pigeon at 989-453-3113 or any of our other branches in Cass City, Caseville, or Bay City. Check us out on the web at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at Harbor Beach High School, where we finally got a chance to catch our breath after an exciting overtime game between USA Patriots and the Kansas City Redhawks. USA made a three-pointer by, she was probably 3 feet, 4 feet made, and that was made by Ewald behind the three-point line with 3 seconds left to tie it up and push them into overtime. And from there on, USA took control and never gave it back to Kansas City. Winning at 45-42, but Kansas City did not go down without a fight there right to the very end, and they had a chance, and actually Mackenzie Parrish probably could have taken maybe one or two more dribbles and got a little bit better look from half court there, Brent.
Yeah, she probably heaved it, like you said, a couple steps too soon, but really credit USA in the end of the game. Ewald's three-point shot was huge, but they did a great job of diagramming the play. First drew the defense to her, found Ewald, she makes a three, and then in overtime they came out and went two times right in a row and ran the first down low. She converted, gave them that 4 or 5 point cushion, which they kept really right until the last 30 or 40 seconds when Cassidy tried to put on a mad flurry. But really great ball game to watch, and both teams should be very excited about how they played.
They sure did. Cassidy, of course, is going to go home, and Mackenzie Parrish, the older of the Parrish sisters, will be done for the year. Amanda Clifton's done. Haley Peters is done. So they only really lose three seniors, two that played quite a bit. They've got a lot of good players coming back in Hendricks, Royal. We saw Chambers come in there as a freshman. We got Megan Parrish coming back. So Cassidy's going to be right in there and be able to be a team again in contentions. And I look for them to be right up in there in the Greater Thumb West next year. And good luck to those girls as they move on. Looking to the next game, that brings us to Friday night's championship game between the Sandusky Redskins, who are now, I believe they moved on to 19-2. Yes, 19-2 on the or 20-2 on the season to face USA, who moves on to 11-9. They have only played once, and that was back on the 7th, and it was a 58-22 game, and it was at Sandusky. So here we are at a neutral court. It was months ago. I think potential-wise, it's going to be a good game. I don't think Sandusky's going to walk away with it. I think they will possibly win it, but they're going to have to work to win it. I don't think it would be as easy as a win as it was in the second half for Sandusky tonight.
Yeah, I would agree. You got to really throw that first game out. It was a long bus ride for USA to Sandusky early in the season. USA is really gelling right now, and I think, you know, like we talked about, they're two bigs, First and Eisengruber, could create some problems for Sandusky. So if USA guards can keep Fox and Kraus in check and Stoffer in check, I think USA could have an advantage down low. Now, they also got to do some other things. They got to stop Sandusky in transition. They got to stop, or they got to be successful against Sandusky's press. But if they can do those things, you know, they're going to have a pretty good fan base come with them. USA brings a great amount of fans, so it should be a great contest here on Friday night.
You know, and it's not only those two big girls, but there's Van Hoost that comes in there. She did a good job tonight. You know, they go very deep, and everybody that he's brought into the game, skill-wise, was right there and was able to compete with them. So we'll see, and right here will tell us. We've got some stats on USA now on how many rebounds and stuff they had. Go ahead, Brent.
Well, rebound-wise, first, again, led them in rebounds. She had a total of six, but two of those were on the offensive end, which I think is huge. And DeSempler also had four on the defensive end. So, you know, she's one of the taller girls, but she's not that big. She was did a great job getting in there and getting some rebounds. They also had two rebounds each from Eisengruber. I'm sorry, three rebounds from Eisengruber and Ewald. So, pretty good mix. They got one, two, three, four. It looks like seven offensive rebounds, which in the first half were key. In the second half, Cap City really did a much better job of boxing them out and limiting them to one shot only.
So we thank the USA Statkeeper for giving us this information also. We appreciate it. We just don't have enough of us to get it all together. But, you know, Van Hoost come in, and she had 20 points against Garber. So I think she could be a difference maker down the road, too. And I'm sure Bitzer's going to go home and drop a few little different plays that you didn't see tonight. I'm sure he's learned that from the years with Gainforth and on his own. So it looks to be a great matchup here. We will have that game for you here on Cruise 102.1, and it'll be Brent Wehner and myself. Game time will be 7 o'clock Friday at Harbor Beach High School. We hope you'll join us and listen into that game. Also, we should have some scoring stats for us here in just a bit. But again, we have an update to let you know about. North Huron defeated Port Hope 39-38. So that game moves on at Port Hope. North Huron will take on Owen Gage Bulldogs, who are co-champions in the NCTL North. So they'll have a chance to maybe grab their first district that they haven't had a while up there in Owen Gage. And that'll be an interesting matchup. And go ahead and give me your thoughts on that matchup.
Well, you know, I guess a lot of it depends on how healthy and how much Sarah Clancy can play. Thanks again for Shelby Fligger passing on the information. She did play tonight. I don't know how much she played, but if she can play and be effective, I'm not sure Owen Gage has a answer for her. If she's only at, you know, 70 or 80% and not healthy, maybe a different story. The other thing that's going to be key, guard play there. Owen Gage, if they can control North Huron's guards, they have a great chance to win the ball game. So it should be pretty evenly matched. Should be a good contest, and I'll be curious to see who comes out of that district.
So, and what do you think here now on another district matchup while we're waiting? What do you think between Brown City and Vassar?
You know, that's going to be an interesting game. If the Vassar team shows up to beat Reese, then apparently put it to my left pretty good tonight, they can definitely compete. They got a couple of big girls. They got Vermash. They got some other girls down there that can score the basketball. Brown City, same thing. They have some good guard play. They have some big inside presence, so it should be a very even match. It's at Mayville, so it's split the difference.